Corrections officials say 70% of Vermont inmates have some sort of substance abuse issue. Those in prison think the number is even higher. Yet of the $154 million the Department of Corrections spends every year, only about $5 million is directed toward drug treatment. Advocates believe more treatment options for inmates would help reduce recidivism and lower costs. VPR's Nina Keck reports on the efforts of a nonprofit in Rutland that's offering peer-to-peer counseling to inmates before they get out.
Twice a week, Tracy Houck and Tanya Wright lock up their car keys and cell phones and make their way to a glassed-in meeting room at the Marble Valley Regional Correctional Facility in Rutland.
How are you guys doing today?
Good, you?
How are you?
15 inmates join them on red plastic chairs around a long table.
Do you guys sign in down there?
Houck directs the Turning Point Center in Rutland, a nonprofit that provides recovery coaching and other services to those fighting addiction. Tanya Wright is her assistant.
All right, so we'll get started on group. This is the fifth week of Making Recovery Easier, which is talking about how to live sober.
The men, who are in various stages of recovering from addiction, check in one by one.
Today's kind of rough. My car keys keeps getting pushed back. I miss the kids. My son's mad at me, which I don't blame him. I mean, I'm in jail. Other than that, I'm just trying to make it through day by day.
Like many prisons, 12-step programs like Alcoholics or Narcotics Anonymous are offered here. But Houck says AA and NA meetings turn some people off because they don't allow questions and can seem cultish. Making recovery easier, the program Houck leads on this day, tries to address some of those concerns.
So people can say, well, you know, when I went to a meeting, it felt like it was religious. They always reference God. And I'm not a religious person. I don't believe in God. You know, but then you can have that discussion about what truly is spirituality, and it doesn't have to be God, but it helps to dispel some of those misconceptions.
Houck runs another program for inmates called Smart Recovery, which is science-based and has a different curriculum.
Some people are never going to get 12 steps, and that doesn't mean that they can't get sober. It's important to give them some different options.
And remind them someone cares, she adds. Being in recovery herself, she says she can talk to inmates without judging. Midway through the session, for instance, she asks them about their last relapse. One admits it was on his son's 9th birthday, after promising he'd come to the child's party. Another, prison officials asked me not to use their names, says he can't remember why he relapsed. It just kept happening, and he was sick of it. Several others nod, and one asks why the Department of Corrections doesn't do more to help addicts. Houck offers an answer.
Not, you know, that unfortunately, that isn't their area of expertise.
Right, right.
You know, so they're not sponsors. They're not.
No, I get that.
You know.
Hold on. I didn't say anything. I'll let you guys talk. There's got to be some responsibility in taking your life in your own hands at some point.
True.
I don't expect DOC to do anything for me but try to f*** me. That's it. I put myself here. I'm not here because I'm innocent. I'm here because I did something. You know what I mean? It's up to me to leave the unit, to come to an AA meeting, to come to Make Recovery Easy, to go to Smart Recovery. I got to do something for myself. When I get out on the streets, I'm scared of f***ing death. If I left today, I wouldn't know what the f*** to do. I'm sorry, I'm swearing, I know you're recording this, but come on, guys. Like, some point you have to take responsibility.
The men all say they want to stay clean, but Tracy Houck says most lack the means to do it. They're angry, she says, and they feel worthless.
When they're in there, they can have all these ideas about what recovery is and what they need to do and how they need to do it. But when they get out, they don't have work and they don't know what to do with their time.
So it's easy to fall back into old patterns. Houck says that's the cycle she's trying to break. If she and other recovery coaches can forge healthy connections with inmates while they're in jail, she figures the men will have someone safe to call when they get out. So far, it's worked for Robert Blaze, who meets with his recovery coach every Tuesday.
What's going on today?
Well, I'm doing all right. I had somebody, getting emotional now.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody come into my life that's been out of it for the last 14 months.
Blaze says a construction job accident in his 20s got him hooked on pain pills, which eventually led to heroin.
I was selling my tools to support my habit, and then I ended up doing some burglaries, to support my habit.
The Middlebury native spent 5 years in and out of various prisons, but says AA and NA meetings didn't interest him.
One day I was walking by the group they have in Rutland Jail, and I decided to walk in and go to my first meeting ever. It was Tanya and Tracy. And after that first meeting, I was hooked. I went to every one of them.
He got out of prison in June, walked into the Turning Point Center to follow up, and has been coming back ever since.
I started my sobriety in jail, yes. But if I didn't take that next step to getting help and walking in them groups, I wouldn't have known what to do. Because I failed before on my own, so I wouldn't have known where to turn.
The 37-year-old says he'll celebrate 2 years of sobriety this month. Tracy Houck admits success stories like that are rare. She's only had a handful in the 16 months she's been offering the prison programs. Tracking participants is difficult, she says, because it's voluntary and there's no clinical follow-up. But considering it costs $70,000 a year to house an inmate in Rutland, Houck believes the low-cost peer counseling model is worth the effort. She says it's currently paid for out of the Turning Point Center's budget and receives no DOC funding, something she'd like to see change. Lisa Menard, the state's correction commissioner, says no other Vermont prisons are offering this type of program, and she and other DOC officials admit they knew little about Rutland's efforts. She says the state's prison in Newport plans to launch its own peer model counseling program for low-risk offenders soon. Tracy Houck, meanwhile, hopes to expand and extend the Rutland program for 3 years and has applied for a $99,000 community-based health grant to do it. While the funding is uncertain, she says progress she's seen so far keeps her going.
I don't always take credit for what we do, but if it makes that changing point in somebody's life where they want to do something different, it's amazing. It's amazing.
And she says for however many, it's a new start. For VPR News, I'm Nina Kak in Rutland.